Hello, everyone. It is Jamie Jo right here with Mad Lit Musings. And today we have a new author with us that I'm really excited to have on. We have Laura Conaway. And hi, welcome.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Now that we're past the awkward hi, I always have, I'm horrible at introducing people on the podcast. It's like, and hi, say something. Just say something. Fill
Exactly.
in the dead air here. This is cool though, because we've had so the book that we're talking about today is book four in a series, and we've had I'm not going to remember everyone's names, but we've had Lisa Phillips on, and I want to say Megan
Beasting.
Biesing, and then was it
Emily Haney.
Emily Haney, and now you. So you're book four in the Last Chance Fire and Rescue series, and you've written Expired Vows. So dun dun dun, the question all authors love. What's your story about?
Yeah, like you said, it's the final one in the series, and so it was just so fun to write this and like have the finale and the completion of where these characters are at. So my story journeys with Trace and Kelsey. So Trace Bentley is a paramedic, former police officer, and he has moved to Last Chance County to escape his past. Little does he know that when he gets to Last Chance County, that his past is about to resurface in the form of his dead wife's best friend, who is Kelsey Scott, who is a family counselor. So she works with traumatic brain injury survivors and others at the rehabilitation center in town. And she is such a huge proponent of healing for other people, but she's really struggling to find her own healing in life. And so this is just a journey of how do they both find second chances, redemption, while trying to stay alive from a killer.
Oh yeah, minor detail. The killer is always the minor side story.
Yeah, no worries there. It's all
No
good.
worries. We're trying to kill you, but why don't you fall in love right
Yeah.
now? I it. That sounds great. Okay, so you have okay, so wait. You said Trace, he's the main character. His wife is dead, and this is his wife's best friend.
Best friend.
Okay. All right.
So that adds that little like difficulty of like, okay, I
I
really
was going to
don't want to
say.
fall in love with like someone who was like my wife's best friend. Like that feels betrayal, you know?
But it does happen. I've heard stories of it happening where that there was a couple that I knew when I was little who the couples were best couples, like they were best friends. They did everything together. And then almost the same time, the one spouse on each side was sick with cancer, and then the one spouse passed away. And so then the wife of the spouse who passed away started helping the guy and his wife while she was passing away. And then throughout all of that, they came out, "Hi, we're both single. Let's hook up." I'm sure it wasn't that flippant. I'm sure it was a long journey, but it's kind of a neat little second chance romance story.
It is. Yeah, that's so fascinating to just hear about it like in real life
Yeah,
and yeah, see that it does happen.
it does. It does. So you're not completely writing fiction. That's awesome. All right. So would you say this is like 50-50? So 50% suspense and 50% romance, or is it heavier in one side or the other?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty even, 50-50,
Yeah.
trying to like incorporate that romance, give the readers that while also keeping the suspense thread going,
Yeah.
so that people aren't falling asleep.
You know, finer details. We don't really want to put people to sleep when they're reading our books. No, that's true. So this is your first novel though, right? I'm correct in saying this is your debut.
It is, yes,
So
which is
that's
so
got to be
exciting.
super exciting. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about all you're experiencing and all the fun stuff that goes into that.
Yeah, it's honestly still surreal and just very humbling because it doesn't feel real. I feel like I've been working on this for so long. And I'm like, oh, like the past 2 years of like writing this and editing and getting everything ready is just like, okay, it's dragging. And now we're like 2 weeks, I guess, from when it's being recorded before the release. And it's like, all right, like it's go time. Like, let's share about this. Let's get people excited. And we have the finale.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's awesome. That's so exciting. And then the fact that you get to write the finale in a series, that's a little bit of extra responsibility too, because don't some of the other characters show up in your book from the other
They
writers?
do. Yep. So we get to see where Macon and Natalie are at, where Andy is and where Jude is and where Lisa's characters are. So it's really fun to just be able to journey with them like through the months
Yeah.
where you don't see what was happening.
Yeah, that's super cool. Okay, so all of the characters in all of the books are like search and rescue or fire and rescue, correct? So some sort of rescue. What type of research and stuff did you have to do or learn, or do you have that in your background?
Yeah, so I do not have that in my background. I am not adept at the medical field at all. I see like the sight of blood and I'm like, and I'm leaving now. but it was super fun because I actually got to take a ride with my local fire and ambulance department. And so they just took me under their wing for a night, which was so sweet of them.
That's cool.
And I just got to see like firsthand, like, oh, this is what, you know, the paramedics do. This is what the firefighters do when they're responding to situations. I really just got to see the back end of like the camaraderie with the team when they were at the fire station and they didn't have calls, how they were quick to respond when something did come in. And yeah, so it was fun to just like ask them
Really cool.
questions and be like, if this happened in a fictional situation, is this realistic enough? You know.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we have this idea of how things work. And it's sometimes it's from like television shows or movies, and then you find out that's not at all how it is. And you're like, I remember when I used to watch this was years ago, but CSI, and then I found out that actual forensic scientists don't actually play the part of the detective too. Like they're completely different roles. Like they don't really leave the lab and go chase the bad guys. And I was like, what? What? Everything I've ever known is wrong.
Exactly. Well, that was like when I watch Chicago Fire sometimes just to
Okay.
get inspiration.
Yeah.
And I learned that like in the movie, so the headgear that the firefighters wear, the eye covering that they have is not see-through in real life because that could actually be detrimental to like letting the smoke and other things come in and doesn't allow
Oh.
them to see as well. But in the movies, they have to do that. Like you have to have it see-through so that you know who the character is and what's happening. I was like, whoa, just mind-blowing.
That is kind of mind-blowing. So then I guess if you're rescuing a fellow firefighter, you don't necessarily know who you're rescuing because you can't see their face.
I guess they have their names on the back of their
Yeah, I
jackets. That's like
suppose.
reflective,
There you go.
so there's some safety there, but yeah.
I know the weird things that I think of, like, oh, I don't know if I want to rescue you. Are you one of the people on my team I like or not? I can't see your face.
Exactly.
Oh, funny. So the crux of this story, like, what's the main thrust of the suspense? What are readers going to become involved in without spoiling it for them?
Yeah, great question. I feel like that's always like a little dance you gotta play.
It
Okay, how do you
is.
entice them
Yes, I know.
not spoil things? Yes, I would say there is someone who is targeting Kelsey. And so there is someone who thinks that she is just a destroyer of family, and is not happy about that. And so they want her out of the picture. And so Trace comes along and is like, you know, someone is clearly after you and you need protection. And so this is kind of what plays out throughout the whole story is how do they protect Kelsey and not let other people who are close to them get in harm's way as well
Sure.
before it's too late.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds exciting. So almost a little bit of a stalker type premise too in there.
Yep, I would say very much so. Yep, there's definitely the stalker feel to it.
Yeah. So if everybody listening loves stalkers, I mean, I don't know that we really love stalkers, but we love the stalker
Yeah.
trope. That's a good one.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants a real stalker at their
No,
house or
we don't
following
want
them to
real
work.
ones. That's awesome. So how did you like, where did your writing journey start? Like, were you one of those people that was writing stories in eighth grade, or did you just decide one day, hey, I wonder, can I write a story?
Yeah, I feel like I've just been enthralled with writing since I was a kid. So I was always like have a notebook with me, just creating different plot ideas, different fictional characters, and I would have friends who would we'd put on plays together and we'd act things out. I quickly learned that like acting was not my forte, so stuck to the writing side of it. And then in college, I had the opportunity to get a minor in professional writing,
Okay.
and just started blogging on my own for a little bit and just exploring the different avenues of writing. And eventually, one of my classes required us to write a novel. So I was like, well, I guess we're going in full force.
There you go.
So I did that, and the rest is kind of just history with where we're at now.
Yeah, awesome. And did you, when you wrote that first novel, was it the same genre? Like, were you instantly going into romantic suspense, or were you dabbling in other genres too?
Yeah, great question. So it was a contemporary romance initially.
Okay.
And I just learned I had a lot of growth to do just in writing in general. And then realized that I was having a hard time keeping the story flowing. So I applaud all of my romantic authors because
Yes.
I need that suspense thread to be like, okay, what's going to keep this story moving along?
Right. I know. I'll read like a contemporary romance or something, and I'm kind of like, how do they do it? How do they make the romance actually the plot? It's like, wow. And then they write full length novels around that.
Amazing.
Fascinating. I know. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Well, that's cool. And then, so you submit the novel in your class. Did it get graded, and did you get an A? See, that's the big question.
This is a big question. So yes, I did get it graded. I did do well on it and submitted it. My professor liked it. It was that weird time during COVID, so we were like on online
Oh.
classes and didn't get to really have the full feel of getting to read everyone's novels
Yeah.
and hear feedback. But it was cool because we had like critique partners in the class, and throughout the different chapters, they'd give us feedback. And
Right.
yeah, so it was fun to just start out like that.
Yeah, that's wild. So, oh man, yeah, the whole COVID thing really threw a wrench in everyone's experiences from day to day,
Yes.
but the writing world really took a big shake up with that, because nothing was the way it was supposed to be.
Nope, not at all.
No. And I'm sure with school too, that was probably a big shift in what your expectations were for college education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, are you still in college, or are you graduated now, or where are you at with life?
Yeah, so I graduated 3 years ago. So into the adult world now, which has been so sweet. But yeah, I still feel like I'm fresh in just the writing world and just excited to continue to learn and to write and grow and yeah, see what
Yeah.
the Lord does with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for readers who are following this, you're just coming out with Expired Vows, and then we were talking about how next year, January, you're actually coming out with a love-inspired suspense novel too. So you're well on your way.
I am, yeah, which is so exciting. It's fun to have like two books back to back, like being
Yeah.
released.
Yeah, that's super cool. So what are some things that readers who have never heard of you, which would make sense because this is your first book, so this is
Yeah.
really a get to know Laura Conaway. But what are things that your readers would find interesting about you, or think was like, huh, that's cool?
Yeah. That's a great question. I'm always like, what are just random things about me that don't deal necessarily with writing, but are just
Right.
my personality? I took German for 5 years, and so I have a German exchange student that I had in high school, and I'm hoping to be able to visit her one day in Germany. And yeah, so I'm definitely not fluent in German, but I try to stay up on that. And so
Yeah.
sometimes my language switches from I'm speak German one moment, and then the next I'm speaking English and people are like, what are you saying?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I also am a huge just sweet potato fanatic. So that is like my go-to like writing snack, like sweet potato chips. We're making like sweet potato fries for like all my meals. I just anything, if they had a candle that was sweet potato and like maple syrup drizzled on it, like I would probably buy
Oh my goodness.
it.
That's a new one. I've not heard anyone. You know what's going to happen now? All the readers who read your book are going to start sending you like sweet potato souvenirs
Yeah.
and swag and stuff. Like, oh, we've got to get this for Laura. You'll have like dancing sweet potatoes on your desk in a few weeks.
Exactly. That was like, yeah. I actually had the privilege of teaching library for middle
Okay.
schoolers
Yeah.
for a little while, which was so fun. And one of the things, I have family who's from the South, and so oftentimes I will say y'all. And so all of my kids, when they found that out, it was like we had contests of like how many times can Miss Conaway say y'all? And they got me in this like y'all jar
Oh,
and all the
funny.
southern things. And I was like, all right, we're having fun with this.
I love it. I love it. So did you write sweet potatoes into your story yet?
I think I did. I can't remember if it was in Expired Vows or in my Love Inspired Suspense, but they're in there somewhere.
Those would be your like your little Easter eggs. Everybody's gonna know you now as an author
Exactly.
going forward. They're gonna look for the sweet potato mentions.
Yes, exactly.
That's so funny. Yeah, I hear writers, they're always eating chocolate or popcorn or salty chips. I've never really heard the sweet potato angle. So that's a new one. So folks, sweet potatoes, it's what's for dinner.
Absolutely.
So have you ever been to Germany then yet? Have you been there yet?
I have not, no, so it is on my bucket list. That is one place I would love to mark it off and write it in a story at some point.
Yes, do that. Do that. I was in Germany, several years ago, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It is
Oh,
absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful country.
amazing. Yeah, the pictures look stunning, so I'm excited to visit.
Yeah, it's worth it. Totally worth it. It was fun because I was in Munich for a while and then went into the Black Forest area where you've got like the Neuschwanstein Castle and all of that. And I remember it was weird because I was going through the Black Forest and I was on this bus and it was taking me over to the castle and I'm looking out and I had this really weird like sensation. I'm not into sensations, by the way, but it was a weird sensation where I was kind of like, I feel like I'm going home. It was really weird. It's kind of like that feeling you get when you're going up your driveway and you see your childhood house. Like, gosh, I feel like I was going home. Never really paid much attention to it until I had a DNA test done and found out that I'm like almost half Black Forest, Bavarian,
What?
German. And I'm like, no wonder it's in my blood. This is home.
Exactly. That's amazing. That's awesome.
I know it's kind of one of those like woo, la, 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 moments where you're like, oh boy, I don't know if this is real or not, but that's kind of funny. But I don't speak German though, so you're up.
Okay.
You've got that one over me.
Well, the good thing is they speak English a lot too, which is
They do.
helpful. So,
Yeah, they do. I did find it hard to find things to eat in Germany
Okay.
because I was not big on all the sausages, and they are everywhere.
Yes, they are.
They are
Yeah,
everywhere.
that is what they're known for.
Yes, they had really good strudel though. Strudel was good, but anyway, what else should we know about your book for readers who are just getting introduced to you?
So one of the things I got to dive into with Expired Vows was the whole traumatic brain injury side of things,
Okay.
which is not something I was very familiar with. So I actually have a friend who is a traumatic brain injury survivor. And so that was really cool just to hear her experience, her story. And one of the things that she actually shared with me was that like a lot of stories do not depict TBIs very well.
Okay.
Just in, because most people don't understand what it's like to have this invisible illness. So it was really sweet for her to just kind of be able to guide me through, oh, like this is how someone would talk if they have this. This is how someone would handle this type of situation or this kind of stimuli. And so that was really fun to just learn something new. I love research. I love investigating and learning.
Okay.
And yeah, so I feel like it's fun to incorporate things that people will see in just like everyday life, that maybe isn't necessarily talked about as much. And so that's something I'm hoping to do more of in future stories.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, like what is something that people wrestle with in real life, that's maybe just not talked about as much, and how can we provide that encouragement,
Yeah.
to those people?
Yeah, I think that's huge. There's so much out there that needs that sort of representation in a way that's considerate and brings them into stories because it's part of real life, you know. There's people with all these different struggles and they don't get that attention, you know, because we have perfect heroines and perfect heroes in our books.
Exactly. Which is
Which
not true.
is not true. No, not true at all. That's awesome. So, with the traumatic brain injury, angle, is that affect one of your main characters then, or does that affect a sub character?
So it affects some of the sub characters.
Okay.
But then it kind of even ties into the suspense side of things as well. And so, yeah, even just Kelsey as the heroine, she learns like how does she just continue to encourage and connect with these clients that she is serving, who have experienced these
Okay.
situations in life.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. I'm glad that you did that. And that's neat too that you talked with somebody who's experienced that because that makes it so much more realistic. Even for readers like myself who don't have that familiarity, to be able to understand it and actually have an accurate perspective of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, cool. This has been so much fun to get to know you. And if readers want to follow you, find out more about you, etc., how do we do that?
Yeah. So I'm most active on Instagram. I love just chatting on there. That's where you can find most of this information and updates. And then in addition, my newsletter. So I like sending out giveaways, freebies, just that exclusive content that you don't get on social media right away.
Right.
So you can go to my website at lauraconawayauthor.com, and all of those links will be there for you. You can follow me on Goodreads. I'm always posting what book I'm reading, updates on that. And yeah, just love connecting with other readers and just hearing what they're enjoying in life and what they're reading.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, I'm excited to watch your career take flight.
Thank
And
you.
so we've got Expired Vows for readers who are listening that comes out September 12th. And then in January, there's also a Love Inspired book that comes out, Love Inspired Suspense. So pay attention to that. And who knows what else is on the horizon coming from Laura Conaway.
Exciting stuff.
That
Thank you
is.
so much,
It
Jamie.
is. Thanks for being with us today.